The Washington State Department of Transportation has received many criticisms regarding its handling of Bertha, the stuck tunnel drill. One criticism that keeps rising to the top is communication, or the lack of it. But last night, a top WashDOT engineer stood in front of a small group of regular citizens to take their questions. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
It's a rainy first Thursday in Pioneer Square, but we're not here for Art Walk. We've come to hear a presentation on Bertha, the tunneling machine that's been stuck under Pioneer Square for more than a year. WashDOT's Matt Preedy is here on his own time to hear questions about Bertha from citizens and armchair engineers. And they talk like engineers, too. They call Bertha a TBM. That stands for a tunnel boring machine.
Yes, sir.
What is the revised estimate for when the TBM will be back in service again?
What's the revised estimate for when the TBM will be back in service again? I don't have one. The contractor has to get the machine mined through 20 feet of concrete. They have a plan on what they need to do to repair it, but they're not setting that in stone because they haven't taken it apart yet.
The good news is that construction crews are finished digging the vertical shaft to get down to Bertha. The shaft actually goes deeper than Bertha's current elevation. It has concrete walls, and if everything goes right, Bertha will grind through one of those walls and into daylight. After breaking through, Bertha will slide onto lubricated rails. Engineers hope it doesn't slide too fast or it'll crash into the other side of the pit. Hopefully, it'll stop right in the middle, so a crane can slowly and very carefully lift its cutter head to the surface for repairs. Retired schoolteacher Terry Osborne drove all the way from Edmonds to watch Preedy speak.
I'm passionate about these subjects because I've watched probably 90% of the buildings in Seattle being built, and I'm just a citizen who is fascinated with construction, so...
You can see why Preedy likes talking to this crowd. A.J. Klinasewski lives in a residential tower downtown, and she's an aerospace engineer. If everything goes as planned, Bertha's going to tunnel directly beneath where she lives, and she is totally cool with that.
Oh, God, I love living on top of this project. It is so cool. I brag to all my family and friends from out of town how I live on top of the largest tunnel of its kind.
Preedy says it won't be long before Bertha can start drilling through the 20-foot-thick concrete wall. He says there's a chance Bertha won't be able to break through it, though. Then it'll take longer to get out because workers will have to chip away at the concrete from inside the pit. Then they'll have to scoop out the rubble one scoop at a time. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.